Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, would you ignore your gut if there was a place at work that just felt wrong, made you really uncomfortable?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, you know how much we love to hear them. Call it in at 855-853-4802. If you'd like to write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials, you could do that. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, Kathy Gordon.
Well, you know, okay, number one, I don't think you should ignore your gut ever. Okay,
ever.
Let's just get that right off the table. We'll take that one up. If there's a place you're uncomfortable at work, how about HR?
Well, there are two different uncomfortable feelings here now that I think about it. There's Bob down the hall in accounting always gives you that creepy look.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know,
that could be.
And then there's, like, for example, because I've worked a couple haunted places, but we've talked about the radio station I worked at. And during the day, I never felt uncomfortable there. Even on a weekend when there's only two or three other people in there, it was at night. It had this entirely different feeling at night.
That's so weird.
Entirely different feeling.
Now,
I did not like being there by myself.
Was it just you being goosey, like you're going, oh, I don't like being by myself. I don't want, you know, or was there something more there?
No, I felt there was something more. I felt like something was watching me.
Oh.
And so sometimes there would be a concert and you'd have to go back to work after the concert and do the after concert. And so it would be just people calling in. Oh, my God, the show is great. Could you play blah, blah, blah song? Yeah, you got it. We'd play the song. But
well,
it would be like 11 o'clock at night. And so nobody was in the building at all. And one time the night guy, not overnights, but he worked like 7 to midnight.
Okay.
And a lot of times he would record part of the show so he didn't have to be there the entire time. But he said so the room kind of had windows on two sides. Well, it had windows on three sides. And as you're sitting there, to your left would be the newsroom. So there's windows between you and the newsroom so you could see the news guy. On the other side was windows out to the hallway and the stairs that went downstairs. He was kind of faced towards the newsroom because that's where you would do editing of phone calls and stuff. You kind of face that direction. And he saw someone walk up the reflection in that window, and he saw them in the window, and he turned around and there was nobody there. And he's like, ooh. Okay, scared the shit out of me. But he goes, I just decided I didn't see anything, just my imagination. Started back editing something and it happened again. And that, really? And he said, that's it. I'm going to record my show. I'm coming in earlier, not doing it.
Wow.
Yeah. But it did have, and Tony and I have talked about it before. It did have just this creepy vibe. But when during the day, there were so many people there, and but there was three people who died there.
Three people died there?
Two for sure. Yeah.
Like just natural causes died? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One guy actually in that studio.
Wow.
And then another guy, he wasn't that old. I'd say he was probably late 40s when he passed away. And he was a producer of a morning show. And so he's the guy that kind of pushed all the buttons and everything. Uh-huh. And he went downstairs. We had some production rooms. He went downstairs to get something. Never came back up. And he had a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it was the weirdest thing, too, because I walked into work that morning. And I usually got in at 9. And I walked into work, and everybody was in the conference room. I was like, oh, shit. I forgot a meeting. Like, yeah, that's a big that. Meeting. The, like, everybody is in the meeting, including the receptionist. And so I go put my stuff down. I look at my email real quick. It doesn't say, it just said something like, could everyone please meet in the conference room? So I got in there late, and that's what it was about.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. It just gave me the jeebs, not during the day when I was there, not even on the weekends during the day. I was there a lot on the weekends during the day. That didn't bug me. It was at night. It just took on this whole other feeling.
That's so weird. Like, I'm wondering if you just, because there was so much commotion during the day, you didn't notice.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, whereas at night, like, I used to watch WKRP in Cincinnati. And who was the guy at night? Venus?
Flytrap.
Venus Flytrap, right? And he was always by himself. And so I think there is a different vibe that comes, you know, in a radio station between day and night.
And any
people.
Workplace, too, you know. It's like, but, you know, the theater. When the theater is full of people and there's this energy and laughter and excitement, it's one thing. If you go in there during the day, it feels so different. It just, you know, how some places just have that feeling.
Wow.
And that's what I think happened here. So here's the story. It says, a few years ago, I worked at a chain furniture store just outside of town. The building had a weird history. It used to be a feed and seed store back in the 70s, a small mattress factory. Then it sat empty for a long time before the company moved in. It was three stories, the big showroom on the first floor, clearance items and offices on the second, and an old storage level way up top that always felt colder than the rest of the building, even in summer. We all hated going up there alone. It wasn't just dark, it smelled. No matter how much the windows were cracked open for ventilation, the air always smelled faintly damp. Like the walls had soaked up decades of stale air and never let it go. I get that smell, you know?
Yeah.
On my first week, a couple of the longtime staff gave me the usual rundown about finicky elevators, lights that flickered if the wind was bad. And then one of the cashiers, Carla, pulled me aside and she lowered her voice and said, don't bother talking to anyone if you see them upstairs, not unless you're positive they're scheduled that day.
Oh, wow.
I read it in a different manner. I'm sure Carla didn't say it like that. But I could see Carla pulling her aside. Hey, if anybody talks to you, don't talk to them unless you know they're on the schedule.
That's right. No, it's probably more like, don't talk to them unless you know they're on the schedule.
That's all I have to say about it.
Got nothing else to say.
I thought she was just trying to spook me, so I laughed it off. For the next couple of months, nothing weird happened, but then I started hearing these little stories. Customers sometimes swore they'd asked an employee a question up on the second floor, except we'd check the schedule and realize the person they described hadn't even been at work that day. Another time, a delivery guy mentioned seeing a tall man in coveralls go into a storage room that didn't have a door at all. I brushed it all off as bad memories or people mixing up employees. Until that winter, we had an ice storm that week. The roads were so bad that most of the staff called in. For 3 days, it was just me, the manager, and one other guy keeping the store open. By the second evening, the elevator was out because of the power flickers, so I had to use a stairwell to bring down a set of end tables a customer had just ordered. That stairwell was always chilly, but that night I could actually see my breath. When I got to the top floor, I noticed how quiet it was. No hum from the heaters, just the sound of my own boots on concrete. There was a single overhead bulb glowing in the middle of the room. It didn't really light the corners, so the shelves and boxes cast these long shadows across the walls. I was halfway to the back when I heard footsteps behind me, quick light steps, like sneakers. I turned around and saw what I thought was my coworker, Lauren. She was in her usual black fleece jacket, walking toward the far side of the room. I waved and said, "Hey, I thought you were off tonight." She didn't say anything. She didn't look at me. She just kept walking toward the back wall. So I figured she had come in to cover a shift. But something about her walk made my stomach knot. It wasn't wrong exactly. It just was really stiff, like someone who never really learned how to walk right. That is a weird thing to say.
Oh, that is weird.
That's creepy because now I have a visual of Lauren in her black fleece jacket walking like that.
Oh.
That's really creepy.
Mm.
I shook it off and kept hauling the tables. And when I turned back a minute later, she was gone. It was like she vanished into the corner by the back wall. But I figured she'd gone down the stairs on the other side of the floor. That's when I heard a soft scrape of metal behind me, like a pallet jack being dragged. I spun around and saw a stack of folding chairs wobble and then tip forward as if someone had shoved them. The whole rack clattered to the ground with a crash that you could hear across the empty floor. I swear the sound made my ears ring. I froze, then called out, "Lauren? Not funny," but no answer. I was suddenly aware that the room felt much colder than when I'd come in, cold enough that I could feel the chill through my jacket sleeves. I grabbed the tables, got out of there fast, and when I finally made it downstairs, my manager gave me this weird look and asked why I looked like I'd just seen a ghost. I didn't bother explaining anything. Later that night, I texted Lauren to ask if she'd stopped by the store. She sent back a photo of herself at home wrapped in a blanket with a thermometer in her mouth. She'd been out sick with the flu all week. For the next few days, the weirdness just ramped up. We'd come in to open the store and find boxes had been stacked neatly the night before, were scattered halfway across the floor upstairs. Customers mentioned a tall man on the second floor who offered to help them, even though no tall male employee had been on the schedule. At night, after closing, we'd hear faint footsteps coming from the top floor, even though it was locked. I started leaving the stairwell and third floor lights on whenever I had to go up there. I figured if there was something in the shadows, maybe the light would keep it in the corners. So the last straw came on a Friday night. I was restocking throw pillows near the stairwell when I heard someone call my name. It was Lauren's voice, clear as day, coming from upstairs. I almost shouted back, but then I remembered she was still sick. The voice called again, and it was sharper this time. It said, "Come up here." I don't know what came over me, maybe anger at being scared, maybe adrenaline, but I grabbed one of those heavy metal price guns off the counter and stomped up the stairs yelling, "I don't know who you are or what you're trying to pull, but you need to knock it off and leave us alone." When I reached the top floor, it was dead quiet. No footsteps, no voices, just the same dim light and the shelves casting their long shadows. I stood there enough for my heartbeat to slow down, and that's when I noticed the far corner looked darker than it should have, like the shadows there were darker, and it almost looked like a figure was standing still. I wasn't brave so much as fed up at that point. I threw the price gun at the shadow as hard as I could. It hit the wall with a loud clang and dropped to the floor. Nothing moved. The shadow didn't shift. The air stayed cold. I turned around and walked back downstairs, trying to act like I hadn't just been shaking. I didn't hear the voice again after that night. The footsteps stopped. The boxes stayed where we stacked them. A week later, Lauren returned to work. She told me she'd been having strange dreams the whole time she was sick. Dreams where she kept walking up and down the third floor aisles alone as if someone was waiting for her at the far end but never showed itself. I never told her what I saw that night. I didn't want her thinking I was blaming her somehow or planting ideas in her head. I stayed at that job for another year, and while we'd still get the occasional flickering light or random creak, it was nothing like those few weeks. Sometimes I wonder if whatever it was left me alone because I finally stood my ground, or did it just get bored? Either way, I don't laugh off haunted building stories anymore. When a place feels off, I listen to my gut. That's from Randy. Who? Oh, I would listen to my gut too. I think that's just good advice.
Well, you know, it's interesting that it stopped. Just kind of, when he actually confronted it, it just quit.
He did stand up to it, though, in a brave fashion.
We do talk about that quite a bit, that we, you know, sometimes when you've just kind of come to your wit's end and, you know, you just don't know what else to do, maybe take a deep breath and just confront it. Now, I think in Randy's case, he had just had it up to here.
Yeah.
And just let it out. I get that too. There's been times I've turned around and said, you've got to quit. Like, I am done. So that is very interesting that it just, that nothing's happened since at all.
I do find
I would still think you'd get an occasional weird vibe.
I think he probably still does, but compared to what it was.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, I don't think the creepy vibes are ever going to go away in a place like that. Once you've had them, even though the place might feel different and lighter, you still have a little PTSD.
True.
Paranormal PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So I think that you're still going to feel unnerved. But, you know, if you're not seeing the shadows and hearing the voices, that kind of makes a difference.
Well, and was it dangerous? And the reason I ask that is the seemed like that rack of folding chairs. Something like that could be dangerous. If you're in a storage facility with furniture and things could get pushed over. And it seems like it was being slightly threatening at that point, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. And what did Carla know? Because Carla's all like,
"That's right.
Don't
I
answer
forgot
any
about
voices.
Carla.
You know, just ignore it. Did something bad happen? Everybody knows. Like,
yeah.
If you talk to it, if you engage with it, it actually gets worse.
Yeah.
You know, I think, now I don't think Randy works there anymore, but I think it would be interesting to talk to Carla. Or anybody who worked there and be, you know, kind of share some stories. Like, what happened to you?
What do you think about the Lauren angle on this, too? Because Lauren was gone, but it seemed to be doing the doppelganger.
Yeah, it was mimicking her.
Yeah. And why Lauren? Like, what would it have been that it was... So, and yet Lauren was having bad dreams at home. Now, could Lauren have been having fever dreams because she'd been sick?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Could have been that. But why would she be dreaming about the exact same thing? Unless something was guiding her to that dreaming. You know?
Yeah. I find the whole doppelganger mimicking ghost thing to be so odd. It's like, what is the purpose of it? Why not just be a regular old ghost, a regular old shadow person? Put on your top hat, whatever.
Yeah.
But why?
And we hear this quite a bit, though, where you think it's one person, you could swear that person that you know walked through or was, you know, around. And then they go, no, I haven't been there all day. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because it feels like it's an evil thing, because the reason it would be mimicking or something would be because it's trying to trick you.
Trying to entice you into
trusting it.
Yes, trust. Yeah, that would be it. Yeah.
And then it freaks you out, so then you're scared and it's feeding off of that.
So would you say maybe the only reason it was using Lauren was because she wasn't there that week?
I mean, it kind of makes some sense, doesn't it?
Because if Lauren was there, you could reason and rationalize it by saying, "Ah, Lauren is down in the kitchen. I just saw her."
And how would She's you feel not up here. If you were home with the flu all week? I mean, outside of feeling like shit, but. Yeah. How would you feel if you got back to work and it was like, man, we kept hearing your voice?
Yeah, I saw you. Now you were
in your
walking
fleece jacket,
kind of funny, and you were walking a little weird.
You were walking like you had never actually quite learned how to walk,
and that was strange because you're actually pretty good at walking.
I've always thought you were a good walker, fine walker. I've said that
many times. I've noticed that,
and then suddenly you're walking like you have a cob up your ass. I didn't know what to make of it, Lauren. I don't know. That's interesting.
It is. I think you're right. I think it just has to do with trust, that they think they can entice you into trusting them.
It's kind of like the black-eyed kids thing, ain't it?
It kind of is. Yeah,
like,
very
let
much
me
is.
In. Interact
and yet
with me.
They don't quite have it right.
Yeah.
They don't do it quite right. Number one, they have black eyes. Okay, but number two,
like the walk thing reminds me of a black-eyed kid.
Yeah, where it's like they don't just quite, they seem like they're an alien inhabiting something.
Exactly, that's what I was going to say. So if it is associated with black-eyed kids, is it ghostly or is it aliens?
Is it alien?
And that would explain why Lauren is walking like she got a cob up her ass.
And
because
why
they can't walk quite
disappeared.
Right.
Disappeared. It just went away.
Yeah. And they say
just
weird
packed
things.
Up the, they packed up their unidentified flying object and took off.
Went
to some other place. They went down to the YMCA or something.
Solved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So next
because
story.
Because if it was a spirit, wouldn't it still be around?
One would think.
Find it. Weird that it would just go, well, they don't want me here. I guess I'll go.
Time to mosey on along. Nobody seems to care about me in the furniture store.
It's so strange, right? Huh.
Yeah. Well, let's go to our next story.
This is Allie from Philadelphia again. I called a bunch of times, but I get really excited now when things happen. And, you know, usually I would be just thinking about it to myself and afraid to share it. But now when something happens, I'm like, wow, this would be awesome to share with other people through your podcast. So I hope you guys get a chance to listen to this. So I have mentioned before a story about like my parents having a dream and seeing my great grandfather who had passed and talking to them both separately. So that was something that, you know, really affected, especially my mom, who I believe is more sensitive. My dad's more of a skeptic, but once they saw like my great grandfather in their dreams and had a very similar experience, I could tell that they were just, especially my mom, was just very open to knowing that it was something paranormal, and she took it more as like a blessing and, you know, a visit. So fast forward to like now, my parents are opening up their second location of their restaurant that they've been, you know, it's a little mom and pop shop, and they finally were able to, you know, after 10 years, open up a second location. They're so happy and excited about it. And my grandfather, who's my father's father, had passed about 11 years ago now, but he used to be a big singer, never anything. He never got too big. Eventually, my grandmother made him choose between, you know, the celebrity lifestyle and music and touring or a family, and he chose a family. Family is very important to him, but during his time as a performer, he performed with Bill Haley and the Comets, who's he sang like rock, the theme song for Happy Days, and he also performed like Chuck Berry, so a bunch of people, 50s and 60s, that he would perform with. So we have pictures of him, singing and whatnot. So my parents, when they opened up their second location, made sure to put like this, we have this picture of my pop-up just singing, black and white photo. They made a larger print of it and they put it in the store. The couple days before they were opening, like officially opening the location, my mom would go in there like super early in the morning and, you know, do some cleaning or do anything. She likes to get up early and do stuff before anyone else is awake. So the day after they hung that picture, she had this dream that she got up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. She remembers in her dream, like it was still, you know, just getting light out in the store. She remembers looking at the clock and it was like 5:15. And, like she was at the store. When she's describing it, she's like, I could have sworn I was there. And because of your guys' podcast, I can kind of give her that, you know, I've heard of, you know, astral projections, and mom, maybe this was possibly it. If you felt like you were really there, you know, maybe there's a possibility that you were there. You were at the store. So she walks into the dining room area and she said she had like a mop in her hand and everything. And she sees Pop-Up by his picture, and he just looked so happy. And my mom said, at first I was startled because I wasn't expecting to see him, but I was just like, hey, like, what's up? And he used to, my mom's name is Kim, and he used to call her Mim. And he's like, Mim. And my mom, she forgot that he even said that. So I'll explain that more. So he was standing next to his picture, and he's like, look at that handsome dude. And like, man, like, glad like I could be a part of this. And my mom's just like, yeah, like, wow, like, we're so happy that you were able to see it. And then my mom woke up and she looked at the clock and it was like 5:20 in the morning. So she was like really freaked out that it was, you know, in that dream, it felt so real to her. And when she woke up, it was like the time had passed in real life almost. Like, so in her dream, the clock's at 5:15 in the morning. She woke up and it was about 5:20, and she was just like kind of thrown off. And she said, like I had mentioned, that it felt so real. Like, she really thought she was there. And when she woke up, she was so confused because she was like, I thought I was awake, and I really like felt as if I was at the store. So just like one of those cool things. And when she mentioned it to my dad, she was like, yeah, but he called me Mim, and I don't remember him calling me Mim. And my dad was like, no, he used to call you that all the time. And she was like, yeah, like, it rung a bell, and like, I wasn't sure, and I wanted to get your opinion. He's like, no, like, he used to call you that, you know, ever since we were dating. And just like every once in a while, it wasn't like a big common nickname, but he's like, he definitely was like one of the only people that would call you that. And so it's kind of one of those things where, like, I feel like it was a nice visit. And, you know, maybe my mom actually was there, and not just so much in her dream, but she was actually there at the store. And I just want to hear your guys' opinion, because it seemed like a very happy story, and, you know, it puts like a positive vibe in the restaurant. And so, yeah, it was a good story. And I love your guys' podcast so much. I appreciate everything you do and who you guys are. And I hope you have a great rest of your week.
So what do you think? You think that could be a case of astral projection, or could it be more of a kind of a visitation dream sort of thing?
I personally feel like it has more to do with the visitation dream. Now, with that said, either way, I think the same thing is accomplished.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you could be at the restaurant and this happens, but even just a visitation dream can be so incredibly real that I'm not convinced you aren't somehow, that it hasn't been recreated for you to be in that world. So I think either way, it's going to feel so incredibly real. Now, I think he was probably on her mind, because I believe she said that this happened the day after they hung the picture. So he might have been just in the back of her mind. And sometimes I have dreams about things just because they peripherally were there with me kind of during the day. And then I dream them up at night. I don't think that's the case here, because it was so real. I think he walked out. And then plus using the nickname that she'd apparently even forgotten, it would not have been something she would have maybe drummed up. I guess you could have it subconsciously in your mind. But I like to think personally that it was a visitation dream.
Yeah.
Now, astral projection actually will do the exact same thing, because the end result was you talked to your father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And he was happy that you put the picture up. It made him feel good. He wanted to tell you that. He knew that that the family was thinking about him, wishing he was there. It's a big part of their life, so they're going to keep his picture there. And I think that he came to say thank you. That made him feel good.
Yeah. I just, listening to it, to me, it felt very much like a visitation dream. Mm-hmm. Because those are so different and so real that it just made sense that you could transport someone
to another. And the astral projection thing with me, the times it's happened with me now, can it be different? I don't know. I watch myself. Like, if I were to be in the restaurant, I would be watching myself have that interaction.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Whereas a visitation dream, I'm a total participant.
Yeah. I think it's interesting, though, and I love the idea of him visiting her and acknowledging that.
Yeah.
And what a remarkable guy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What a great life he had.
I know. They had to put her foot down. It's either us and a family or it's the road. Take whichever
one you want. Or the other.
Yeah. But I think either way, the result is the same. He came, he talked to you, he let you all know how much that meant to him.
Yeah.
That he was still missed, still a part of things. And, you know, he sounds like he was a fun person, like, because he looks up at the picture and goes, look at that handsome guy, you know. Yeah. He sounds like he was a really fun guy. I'll bet he was if he was a performer.
Well, I think that was a beautiful dream.
I do, too.
And I think it was an actual interaction.
Yeah, me too.
So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You want to leave us voicemail, it's 855-853-4802, or write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like and get the advance episodes, access to the archive without the commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's
social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.